Well, karma means action. Physical action, verbal action, mental action. Three different level or different nature of action. Out of three, mental level is more superior, and verbal, physical action both ultimately depend on mental action. Of course, karma, action, like I think some itching here, my hand, without sort of special pay attention, immediately go there. That not necessarily is related with mental action. It's just physical action. Physical action related with brain. Now the brain level, any connection with motivation seems no motivation. But physical action related with nerve system, some level of nerve system without mind, without consciousness. Perhaps I think dead body, fresh, some sort of movement. I heard you sometimes the hand cut, still you see hand moving. So certainly no consciousness there. Simply chemical or something, I don't know. So that you may call action or not, I don't know. So in that case, activities or movement with motivation, that's karma. Now, for example, you see certain chemicals now, tape recorder, some chemicals there, the ability of that chemical, you see, come from its previous sort of matters. That matter have certain ability to produce this kind of thing, that also by nature. Go like that, a flower, different color, different smell, different sort of size, different shape, due to its own causes, no connection of karma. Now, any sort of causes, conditions which produce pains and pleasure, that called karma. Karma means certain action which produce pleasure and pains, that must be related with motivation. No motivation, no sort of karmic sort of reaction. Of course, that gives me pleasure. Some itching. This is some pleasure, some satisfaction. So that must be come from karma, or I don't know. So basically, karma means action. Action, out of these three level of action, motivation is ultimate sort of source of these actions. So through that way, very close connection with mind. Again, among the Buddhist philosophical school of thought, you see, there are different interpretations. Karma, some say, only mental level. Another sort of school of thought, and particularly the Madhyamika philosophical, special sort of Madhyamika philosophical viewpoint, physical action there. Vasubandh, according Vasubandh or Vivashek, no physical sort of action. Every action is mental action. Some complications.
But can we describe karma as the sort of baggage of destiny we take, carry with us in our lives, that's either good or bad?
To lazy Buddhist or uneducated Buddhist, and the easy answer when they face some problem, they say, oh, due to karma, nothing can be done. Mainly, no sort of enthusiasm to overcome that. And I think the theistic believer also, you see, bad things happen. Oh, due to God, nothing can be done. So that, I think, good teaching of laziness. So that is wrong. This life, now this physical, certain size of my nose, basically, and this is eye, sort of organs, that more or less now ripen certain karma. Now I can't change. However, the future is concerned, or the destination due to your own karma, means even though up to today, certain negative karma, which going to bring some difficult life. But today, if I create some very positive, forceful karma, create that negative karma, then neutralize and sometimes clean. So now the destination, negative destination, is no longer there. New karma, now becoming more was overwhelmed the previous negative karma. So therefore, still, future destination is ultimately depend in your own hand, on your own action. That's the proper way. So often you see people, the theory of karma or something already fixed. So nothing can be done. Something you see because never can change. That's wrong. Karma is one's own creation. So one's own mind change and try to create more stronger, more powerful karma, positive karma done today, done present, and the certain negative karmas, the destination can change. Destiny can change. If you do not make effort, then once you committed that positive or negative karma already, then the destination more or less remain. Even millions of years still remain there.
I'm interested in the idea of negative and positive karma and where that, how that exists. I mean, is it a cultural construct or does it exist in the out in the universe somehow?
Yes, positive and negative means...
Where does it live?
Yes. Positive and negative means we want happiness. So therefore, causes of happiness and happiness itself we call positive because we want that. Pains and pleasure and its own causes we consider negative because we do not want pain. Again, positive and negative, no absolute. Generally, this is positive, this is negative. But under different circumstances, just opposite. So positive and negative also is a designation or depend on other factor, relative. So now that leads another Buddhist philosophical view. No absolute, no independent. So like rubber, no independent existence, no absolute. So one day my friend, Father Wayne, very nice person, Catholic monk, he also you see admire about Buddhist sort of teaching. So he always eager to learn some of Buddhist practice about altruism or tolerance, these things. So we often discuss these things. These are common practice. According to Jesus' teaching also is the practice of love, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, all the same. Then one day he asked me about absence of independence, absence of independent existence. He asked me that. Then I told him, this is not your business. This is Buddhist business. Don't ask that. Because, you see, that concept contradictory with the concept of God, creator, absolute, independent. So Buddhist, Buddha also not that kind of absolute.
Could you give us an example of, you talk about unwholesome and positive states of action. How do we test this?
If I tell things truthfully, honestly, with respect, sort of your right, your existence, that's positive. Because that gives you at least some calm mind. If I take a position, oh, this is BBC radio because of the broadcaster, right?
No.
Little suspicion and distrust, and then answer too much sort of cautious, you may not get full satisfaction. So a little bit sort of unhappy sort of feeling. So that's negative karma. So any sort of action out of sense of concern of others' well-being, respect, that action is positive. Because other gets at least some sort of positive feeling. And even, you see, it doesn't matter whether other person gets a positive feeling or not. My part, very sincere, truthful, then positive action. Now, for example, I want to get some more sort of praising, then deliberately praising you. The action is concerned, verbal action, and with smile. Physical action is concerned, non-violence. But my motivation is I'm trying to get some sort of positive thing. That's selfish. Do not respect your own sort of right or something. So anyway, I exploit this opportunity. That is obvious action level, non-violence. Because of the motivation is negative, therefore, essentially, violence. Then, you doing something wrong, it may sort of bring some sort of negative consequences to you. I forcefully stop that. And some harsh word. Don't do that. Or something like that. Very harsh. Action, more violent. But motivation is purely protect you. Some positive thing for you. So, because of that motivation, that action is non-violence. Positive. So that's, I think, very important. Then, if you think that way properly, seriously, then no basis of hypocrisy. You feel something different, doing something different, and say something nice. Lie. Contradiction. Not sincere. So that, I think, we really need more effort in order to reduce these corruptions, hypocrisy. And among the religious people, sometimes I used to publicly mention religion. If you not properly practice, then that teaches us hypocrisy. Saying, old centered being, mother centered being, very nice word, but exploiting hypocrisy. That is actually, I think, the secular ethics level also. You see, we want peace. We want friend. Particularly, we are social animal. My own future depends on directly dependent community, Buddhist community. Then, Buddhist community also part of the humanity. So through that way, my future depends on humanity. That's nature. So others is basis of my own fortune, my own happiness. So the very basis of my own fortune, how can I cheat? How can bully? So one's own individual's happiness, all the sort of facilities of happiness depend on other. That's, I believe, the basis of secular ethics. I think through education, not through teaching, not through religious teaching, but through normal, universal education, teach these things. So in order to carry these sort of teaching, first, we should have, usually I call, map of mind. It is not sufficient to say, oh, be compassionate. What is compassion? How it works? Without knowing that. Meaningless. So first, we should teach the map of mind, like physical, its own sort of system. Once some knowledge about the map of the mind, then we can tell, or such mind is very beneficial, even our body. Such thought or emotion are very harmful. And through that way, we can put sort of new awareness among students as an education, like hygiene, physical hygiene. Similarly, hygiene of mind. That we are trying now. Already some program in New Delhi. As a result of my meeting with many scientists, many educationists, many countries, so many of them fully agree the existing modern education system is something lacking about moral ethics. People usually feel moral ethics is something teach love and these things and with faith. That's not proper. Not teaching about the religion or God, next life, these things, but simply on the basis of scientific finding and our own common experience, common sense, we can teach young children your behavior, altruistic behavior, you get benefit. More self-centered, sort of narrow-minded, sort of selfish activities, actually harmful yourself. And then some knowledge about the system of the mind as an academic subject, secular education field, we can include these things. So your program, I think, helpful, just to make more awareness, importance of mind. And we are trying to make one sort of draft curriculum, how to introduce in secular education field. And eventually, from kindergarten up to university level, then our education system becomes more complete. So far, only materialistic, sort of oriented.